We look at each of the shires around the place each day on the show. Bull Oak Shire is on a Monday. Anthony Judd is their CEO. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
And to be a smile on your face too, being another Catter man as well. We've made the granny again. I know there's still a big game to go, and Richmond probably, realistically favourites. But it's good to be there.
It is really, isn't it? It's a good feeling when your team's in the grand final. It's always a good week leading up to it, I reckon.
I think so too. So we'll probably on this show talk just enough about the Cats to give any Richmond supporters the absolute irrits. And as I said earlier in the morning, the only reason I do it is because I can. Okay. Enough of that. Now, let's get down to business. Witchy Proof Wetlands Project. Tell us what's happening there.
Yeah, so this project was funded by the state government. It's a $300,000 project to reinvigorate Mount Witchy Proof. And for your listeners, Mount Witchy Proof is the smallest registered mountain in the world. Not sure how that's judged or who actually officially does that, but
so when does it become when does a mountain not a mountain? I mean, why isn't it just Witchy Proof Hill?
It's a good point, but no, it's a registered mountain, and okay. this is factual now. So we did check up on it, but we're really trying to get more visitation. It's an amazing view up there, and you can see right over the Mallee Plains when you get up, even though it's quite small. It's amazing. So there's a lot of history there. The locals are so passionate about it. But there's not great pedestrian access up it, and there's probably not the best linkage to the town. So this is about trying to sort of develop some paths to link the town with the mount a little bit better than what it already does. And then down through the recreation reserve to some old water storages, reservoirs, I guess. And it'll be a stage process. We won't be able to get it fully done in this stage, but ultimately turning that area into a wetlands and have some recreation environmental water there, which is just behind the footy oval. So there'll be signage and look, in the future we hope to get some art happening and a whole bunch of other things as well. So it's one of the many great projects that's happening at Witchy Proof at the minute. And whilst I'm on the recreation reserve, we're also doing a master plan for the recreation reserve as well, which is the football oval, the golf course, the tennis courts, and of course the race course, which has the Mount Witchy races every year, unfortunately except for this year, and they're quite iconic too. So there's a lot happening in that precinct, and there's a lot about community facilities, but a little bit about tourism as well.
Yeah. Just while I think of it too, I'm not a great movie man, but there's a movie that I have seen, and it is a really, really cute little movie. And I think it's called The Man Who Went Up a Hill and Came Down a Mountain. And it's all about deciding whether a hill is a mountain or not. And it's one of those really sort of quaint British movies. So there's one, folks, to just put in the book. It's a really sweet little movie. Okay, on to other things. Talking of sweet, online story time for Bullock Kids.
Yeah, this is. I mean, there's some great things that have, well, some really good initiatives that have come out of the pandemic and COVID, and this is one that we've been able to bring in, which is online story time for kids. And I think one of my colleagues put a tweet out last week to say this is the best thing you'll see all week, which was one of our wonderful staff members doing a Spanish story time, so reading a Spanish story, celebrating the National Spanish Day, I think it was, And it's a really wonderful thing. So if you get on our social media, then you can find that. We are making some changes. We are looking to go live with it now. We've sort of been recording it and posting it, so a little bit more interactive the way we go forward. And, yeah, this is a way to try and keep connected with our community and, yeah, hopefully provide them with some entertainment and some activities for the younger kids as well. So, it's wonderful.
That particular story, there's sort of good news and bad news. It's good news if you happen to speak fluent Spanish. If you don't, you bug it. Anyway, but there will be a lot of other stories that are coming up on there as well. And finally, Councillor Ellen White's last ordinary meeting that we hope will be anything but ordinary.
This is true, yeah, this is true. So, Councillor White, she's been amazing for Bullock Shire over the last 12 years. sorry. First came onto council in the Mallee Ward in 2008. Yeah, and has brought so much to the council table, been so involved in the community. And I think, you know, she'll be remembered for that, for being, you know, just a someone who engaged really well with the community. And, represented the ward and the whole shire, really, both at our council table, but also at other areas and with regional stakeholders and seeking funding as well. So it's such a big commitment being on council. We often say 4 years is a big amount of time for one sort of term, and 3 terms is huge. So I think on behalf of all of council and all of the Bullock community, we thank her for her service. And she made a speech at the last meeting, which was really moving, to say thank you and to farewell for that 12 years, which was just an amazing effort.
Yeah, certainly is. Well done. Anthony, thank you. We'll chat again next week. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Good on you. Anthony Judd from Bullockshire.